The new president of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, has promised to fight a social problem that's left over from the 19th century, slave labor. Slavery has been illegal in Brazil since 1888, but in some regions it is still common for large farms to employ laborers without pay and against their will. NPR's Martin Costi reports from the Amazon state of Pará.
The eastern Amazon has become cattle country. Tough Asiatic breeds like Zebu wander around the enormous ranches. 10,000-acre spreads are commonplace. Often all that's left of the rainforest is the towering Brazil nut trees, still standing even though they're dead and bleached white by the sun. But even with the forest gone, it takes a lot of work to keep the pastures cleared. José de Jesus spends 14 hours a day cutting back the tropical thickets, swinging his scythe in the blistering heat. The local ranchers just hired him, promising $3 a day, but Jesus says there's no guarantee he'll see that money. Sometimes you get paid, sometimes you don't. If you buy too much stuff from them, then you have to stay to work off your debt, Jesus says. Debt bondage is the most common form of what Brazilian authorities call slave labor. On these isolated ranches, workers depend on their employers for basic supplies. Food, boots, new blades for their scythes, and the cost of the supplies is often deducted against future earnings. Prices are high, the pay is low, and workers are often glad just to break even. Local ranches find their laborers in the flop houses of small Amazon towns like Xinguara, where unemployed men play pool and run up liquor tabs. Farm laborer Tarciso Pereira da Silva says the last time he accepted a job offer, he ended up in debt even before the first day of work. When the recruiter came through town, he gave people 10 or 15 reales so they'd come work for him. But once they got to the ranch, that money had already been deducted, Pereira says. Workers are not legally obliged to pay off these debts. Nonetheless, they usually do. Federal Labor Inspector Paulo Mendes calls it a cultural problem.
O trabalhador ele vive numa miséria de sorte que quem arranja trabalho para ele.
Laborers live in such misery that they feel indebted to anybody who finds them a job and gives them a plate of food. It's the local moral code, and this kind of exploitation takes advantage of that.
But even if a worker rejects the debt, he often has no choice but to stay on the farm. Henri de Rogier is a Catholic priest and a lawyer who's been investigating rural labor practices in the Amazon for 2 decades.
A definição é quando não tem condição de sair da fazenda.
The definition of slavery is when the worker can't leave the farm, de Rogier says. Sometimes gunmen keep them from leaving, but in most cases, isolation is enough. You're free to leave, de Rogier says, as long as you're willing to make a heroic trek 35 miles through the jungle. But local landowners say it's an exaggeration to use the term slavery to describe local working conditions. Diogo Naves Sobrinho, a rancher and president of the local rural union, says he's never seen the degrading slave labor that de Rogier talks about.
Eu acho que degradante é não se trabalhar. Eu acho que hoje, se você vê com clareza,
true degradation is not having any work. If you look at things clearly, there's no slavery worse than what you see in the city, where you're a slave from the moment you get up in the morning. You're a slave to the milk you have to buy, and you're a slave to the bus you have to catch. We farmers have a completely different kind of relationship with our workers.
Critics of the landowners call it a feudal relationship. They say the vast Amazon ranches depend on slave labor to be economical, just as sugar plantations once relied on African slaves. But in 21st century Brazil, slave laborers can be black, brown, or white. Just last year, Father de Rosier's organization documented almost 6,000 cases of slavery, and that's only in the portion of the Amazon where they have representatives. The Brazilian federal government is making an effort to fight slave labor.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Here in a little hotel room on an Amazon highway, the lawyer for a local rancher is counting out back pay owed to a group of laborers. Looking over the lawyer's shoulder are the members of a federal anti-slavery task force. They swept into town a few days ago, raided a couple of ranches, freed 106 workers, and now they're arm-twisting local ranchers to hold these supervised payroll sessions. One of the workers, Manuel Alves, weeps when he sees the money placed in front of him. This is the money to pay the motorcycle taxi to get me out of here, Alves says, separating his bills into two stacks. And this is the money for the bus ticket back to my home state. Outside the hotel, more workers are lined up, waiting to be paid. They say they're glad the federal inspectors are here, but they have no illusions. When the ranchers hear that the task force is coming, they clear their workers off the ranches and burn down the workers' huts, says this man, who won't give his name. But as soon as the inspectors leave, the ranchers build new huts and bring everybody back, he says. Looking over his shoulder, he says he worries about retaliation. It's cheaper for a rancher to have somebody killed than to pay compensation or fines, he says. The fine for using slaves is usually only a few thousand dollars. Paulo Mendes, the leader of the inspection task force, says the only meaningful deterrent would be confiscation of a rancher's land. President Lula has asked Congress to pass legislation to do precisely that. But so far, the penalties for slavery in Brazil are still very light. As it stands, the only real risk in using slaves is the off chance that you'll have to pay them. Martin Costi, NPR News, Xinguara, Brazil.